From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Elena Kagan is now the fourth woman in history to become a Supreme Court justice. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Kagan stood before a wood-paneled wall, a fireplace, and an American flag, and raised her right hand as Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath. It included a vow to administer justice without respect for persons, and a vow to
do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal rights to the poor and to the rich.
After finishing the oath,
so help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Kagan shook hands with Roberts and grinned broadly as a cheering crowd gave her a standing ovation. Her immediate family, including two brothers, was there today, as were Justices Stevens, Thomas, Ginsburg, and Sotomayor. This will be the first time in history the court has had three sitting female justices. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
America's last full combat brigade in Iraq is beginning to leave the country. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the U.S. will draw down the number of troops in Iraq to 50,000 by the end of the month.
At a farewell ceremony today, the 4th Stryker Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division watched as Iraqi soldiers demonstrated vehicle checks and other security measures. American forces are transitioning to what the military calls an advise and assist role. The 6 remaining U.S. brigades will help Iraqi forces investigate insurgent attacks and track and capture militants. Despite the military's optimism that Iraqi security forces are ready to go it alone, July was a particularly deadly month. Analysts here worry that insurgents are trying to exploit a power vacuum left by a 5-month stalemate since parliamentary elections in March resulted in no clear winner. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
At least 14 people are dead and dozens injured in back-to-back explosions in Iraq's second-largest city. Officials say the evening blasts occurred within minutes of each other in a marketplace in Basra. There are conflicting reports on whether there was a car bomb or a malfunctioning generator. Officials in Pakistan say 2 dams are in danger of breaking under flooding pressure in the south. In Karachi, the BBC's Shoaib Hassan says nearly 500,000 people could be affected.
Provincial officials say the breach in the small but strategically located Turi Dam has put pressure on the embankments downstream. One has already been submerged. This has allowed the deluge to sweep over 3 towns in central Sindh. Thousands of people are now fleeing the area. A spokesman for the Sindh government says that the authorities are trying their best to evacuate the people and to prevent further breaches along the route of the massively swollen Indus River.
A long, hard day of spacewalking is over for 2 astronauts who are trying to replace a coolant pump at the International Space Station. A second spacewalk has already been planned so they can finish the job. From Washington, this is NPR. Forecasters are keeping an eye on 2 tropical storms. Colin is headed toward Bermuda, which is under a tropical storm warning. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Center.
There could be some coastal flooding and large battering waves in Bermuda, especially on the south-facing beaches. And we're expecting 1 to 3 inches of rain over Bermuda.
Meantime, tropical storm Estelle has formed in the Pacific. The investigation of the deadly coal mine explosion in West Virginia is focusing on 2 key safety devices. NPR's Howard Berkus says investigators are inspecting methane monitors retrieved from the mine.
The 2 methane monitors were used on the 1,000-foot-long mining machine that is believed to be the source of the April explosion that killed 29 mine workers. The monitors are supposed to sound warnings and shut down mining machines when methane gas approaches explosive levels. Investigators want to see whether the monitors were tampered with in some way so that they couldn't shut down the mining machine as designed. NPR has documented a tampering incident involving a different mining machine not involved in the blast. Federal mine safety officials say they won't reveal the results of their inspection until after a briefing for the families of the 29 victims of the disaster. That's not scheduled until Tuesday. A federal grand jury is also investigating alleged incidents of monitor tampering. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
More than 3 months after BP's broken well began spewing oil, fishing grounds are reopening in the Gulf of Mexico. But the seafood industry faces the task of convincing consumers the seafood will be safe. The head of Louisiana's Seafood Promotion Board says many markets have been lost, some possibly for good. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for